how do you sort of assess that one?
Yeah, tough one to assess, really. I think obviously me and Quinton got off to a good start, and we knew the wicket was a good wicket, and then obviously lost three wickets in not many balls, and that sort of stalled our batting innings, and we've probably ended up not getting enough there. And yeah, credit to them, they've played well, Wade and Wright have taken the game away from us, so yeah, it's a disappointing result.
Was that sort of the period there, those stupid wickets?
Oh, definitely, you lose three wickets in four balls, yeah, it's going to hamper you massively, and that's what happened, and yeah, it just held us back a little bit from probably trying to play our natural game of being aggressive. We had to sort of reconsider things, and yeah, it's probably hampered us that.
How was it out there when, like, Matt Wade's obviously a high-class batsman, like, how was it out there when he was going?
Oh yeah, he's struck the ball very clean from ball one, and yeah, taking the game away from us in the power play and then through the middle overs there. So yeah, obviously he's a great player, and he's shown that tonight.
Yeah, I know you went on the field at the time, but there was a bit of confusion there around that final over with Jordan and the no ball call. What's your understanding of what happened there? I know you weren't.
Yeah, no, I didn't actually. I was in the toilet when that happened, so yeah, I didn't see what went on there. I think there was a bit of confusion about. Obviously, they were behind and over and needed to have one more extra person in the ring. Yeah.
And how do you sort of look forward now? Obviously not the start of the season, but obviously want, but how do you sort of turn that into something positive?
Well, I mean, the nice thing is we've not got long in between games now, so we'll quickly reflect on it in the change rooms now, and then, you know, we've got obviously an important couple of days of Christmas in a few days for people with families and stuff, and then yeah, we've got to turn up in Perth. We know how good they are in Perth, so we've got to be better, and we've got to try and knock them over at the home ground.
You obviously got a pretty experienced squad, so are you confident of turning this around?
Yeah, well, obviously a lot of lads in that dressing room have played a lot of cricket, so we need to rely on that and stick together as a group. And we know we haven't played our full game of cricket that we know we can. And yeah, we've just got to put that right as quickly as possible. And hopefully that's in a few days' time in Perth.
Promising start for you, Winnie. There, good to see some power hitting at the other end with bat Winnie.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to watch. I think we were sort of taking the game away from him at the time when he got out, and as much as it's you want to see him out there batting. So it's nice to spend a little bit of time with Quinny, but hopefully that's the start of us having a few nice partnerships.